They have to give chalitza, and there's no din yibum. Rashi blame if yabemis is ten mekores to zara kama the seiter. About kol ponim kifon and miyos kolletzes kashin around. I told him to pass him around. There it says when the Taita, the son's denied by the wife, there's a Mr. Khalifa. And Rav before said, no, the Taita has an offer like Tuma, like an Erva, that there's no Mr. Yibim at all. So the cast of Rav here, it says when the Taita falls to Yibim, there is a Mr. Yibim. You have to make Khalifa. And Rav says, no, that a Taita is like an Erva, that there's no Mr. Yibim at all. You know, looking back on the look of Rav, Rav answers like this. Amina Lukhoano Saita Vabas. When did the Torah say Tuma, that's a Saita, even though she's only yachted to the husband, with the lamb? It's considered like an Ervam, that there's no Mitzvah Yivam, that's by a Saita Vabas. That's when there are Adim, that we know for sure she has Nus. Adim score the way your wife lived with another man. That's called the Saita Vabas. There the Torah says Tuma. The amount from the Yat Saita Safik? But you're asking about the case from over here where the Edom only saw them have Yichud together. They were alone in the room, but they did not know that they had Znus. This is different. That's not even though Midiraisa, she's also the husband, but that's not the case that Rav said where the Torah says Tumah that she's called an Erva. Now the Gemara asks, why is that? What's the difference? Why do you say when you know for sure that your wife lived with another man, she's a Soita? But then the husband dies. There's no mitzvah yibum mishum nesiv v'tuma, because the pasuk says a lashon tuma. We had before v'nitma that she's called as she has a din tuma on her. The pasuk says v'nistura v'nitma. It's pasuk in Bamidbahei. So Rav says I only said that by a sight of Adai, not by a sight of Sof. So the Gemara asks back, why? Umayshina. Why do you say by a sight of Adai? Because the pasuk says Tuma. That the Gemara sight of Sofik namitum ktivah. Even by a Sofik sight, we only know your wife had yichud with this other man, but you did not know 100%. There's no edim. They had nus together. The pasuk also calls it Tuma. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur Reimer. Yosi ben Kippur says, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, the name of Rebbe Lezer. Hamach de Gerushasim in Anisuyin. If somebody had a wife, and he gave her a gift, and she got married now to somebody else, she had a Nisuyin, she lived with another husband, and then the second husband either died or gave her a gift, Halacha is Asura. She's also now to get married back to the first husband. That's when Mach de Gerushasim is also. Mashenkim in Erisin Muteris. If she only got married to a second husband, but didn't live with him, he only had Erisin Kedushin, not Nisuyin, then Muter. That's Rav Yosi ben Kippur's law. Yishum Shenemuk, what the Pasuk says, Acharei Asher Hishmo. The Pasuk says that, by Masuk Yishoshu, when is it also for you to get married to her again? Not only if she gets married to another husband, but Mashma Acharei Asher Hutamo, after she lived with the other husband also. So, man, if she has this suyin with the second husband, and then he gives her a gift, the first one's also to marry her back. It's a chai v'lavin. But if the second husband didn't live with her yet, he only had kedushin, then Rav Yosi ben Kippur holds the first husband's allowed to marry her back. The chachom amayim and chachom say don't know. Achazu v'yachazu asura. As long as your wife now got married to a second husband, and then the second husband gives her a get, you're not allowed to marry her back. There's an issa machzor gerushasoi, even if your wife only had kedushin with the second husband. If so, elamani mekayim achrei hutamo, I the pasuk says mashma, when did also to marry her back again, only if she had bia, she lived with the second husband. So he learns no, l'rabois soita shenisra. That at the end of the pasuk says, Achrei Asher Hutamo tells a new chiddush that a soita shenistra is also to a husband. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Negayit to the love of not to marry back, machzor gerushasoi, we'll soon see. He dashed from the pasuk lekuchin. His mashma, as long as she got married to a second husband, then the first husband can't marry her back again. Ay, the pasuk says Hutamo. That means a new chiddush of a soita, that a soita also is also to a husband. For the Gemara now. So, Luchura, what type of Saita are we talking about here? The pasuk says just Nistura, L'rabbi Saita Shenistura, Mashma Sofik Saita. a Saita that only had Yichud was together along with that man. Even though we don't know 100% he had Znus, so the Pasuk says now, Acharei Asher Hu Tamo. So it comes out there's a Pasuk now, according to Chachamim, Acharei Asher Hu Tamo is the Rabbi Saita Shanistera. Of your wife just had Yichud together with this other man, she's also to the husband now, with a Lashon of Tumah. So according to Rav, that says, whenever it says the word Tumah, by his Saita, it means there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So even a Suffolk Saita, there should also be no Mitzvah Yibum. And here the Brisa says clearly, when a Suffolk Saita, the husband dies, there's a Mitzvah Chalitza. That's the Kasha on Rav. So Marian says, no. O my Nistara Nivula. You know what it means here? Nistara doesn't mean a Rabbi Saita Shanistara, but it means the Rabbi Saita Shanivula. In a case where you know a Vadai Saita, where you have Edim that your wife lived with another husband, with another man, so then your wife becomes a Saita, then the Pasuk says Tumah. So there's not a Pasuk telling you by Suffolk Saita, it's a Pasuk by Vadai. Why do we say the Rabbi Saita Shanistara? Nistara is Mashmona, they had Yichud, they were alone together in the room. We're saying much more now, we're saying now we know for sure they live together. Tumor says, Lishnamal Yunokit. Tumor just says a nice lashon. That's all. When it says, La Rabbi Saita Shanistara, it doesn't really mean Nistara just that they were together, it means to say well, they had beer together. Shreddi Gemara, but what do you need the Pasuk for though? Nivala, if you want to say this Pasuk, Ach Reyesheru Tamo, that says in the Pasha of being Machse Gurushasai, to marry back your wife, so it says an extra time, Ach Reyesheru Tamo. You want to say it's going on a Saita, Shreddi Gemara, we have a Pasuk already for a Saita. Shreddi Gemara, Nivala, Tumad Ejuksiv Bo. We have a Pasuk in Ban Midbar that says, V'nistara V'nitzmo. We have a Pasuk already that says that if your wife, we know for sure, lived with another man, she's called Tumah to you. So we have a Pasuk already. What do you need a second Pasuk for? Have the Gemara, L'meikam Allah B'lav. I tell you, you need the second Pasuk to say there's a Lav. For the first Pasuk, I only think there's Nisra say. If your wife lived with somebody else, there's a mitzvah to get rid of her, and Mela is a Nisra say to stay to live with her. You have to get rid of her. Mashenkin a Lav, we wouldn't know. Here from the Pasuk of the Lav of not to be Masig, Rishosoi, the Pasuk says extra. Achre, Sherot Tamor, to teach us that you should know if your wife is a Saita, there's a Lav to live with her. Lemekim Allah Balav. That's the way the Chum learns Pshat. So it comes out, now the Kitzit is no Kasha to Rav anymore. There's only a Pasuk of Tumor by a Saita Vadai, both these two Psukim. And the Pasuk, second Pasuk teaches us not only Nisra Say, but there's even a Lav to live with your wife. Once you live with another husband. Mashenkin, if she's only a Suffolk Saita, that means we only have Edim that she had Stira. She only was alone with that man alone. But we don't know they live together. Then the Pasuk doesn't say Tumah. So since the Pasuk doesn't say Tumah, that's why the Brisa says, when the husband dies, the brothers have to make Chalitza. Because at most she's only a Suffolk Saita, that's only Usa to the husband, but not with a Din Tumah, not with a Chayav Krisus. Therefore there's no Ptur in the Mitzvah of Yibum. Shreddi Gemara now, for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, that he uses the whole Pasuk by Masig Rishosai. He learns, no, that the only time it's also to marry back your wife after you gave her get, if she had Nisuyin with the second husband, if she lived with the second husband. Like the Pasuk says, Achre Asheru Tamor. So he uses that Pasuk totally for Masig Rishosai. Shreddi Gemara, if so, Lav, so the Gemara just says, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, Lav beside the Leslai. Yishno, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, there's no lav by Saita. From the first pasuk of Nistara v'nitmor, it's not a lav. It's just an issa to live with your wife anymore. The lav is only would have been from the second pasuk in Dvorim by not to be masig rishosli. But according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, the whole pasuk there is talking about not to marry back your wife only when she lived with the second husband. So according to him, there's no lav by a Saita at all. We don't have a pasuk to say there's a lav by a Saita. Even when we know Vada, your wife, lived with another man, still there's no love. My timer. Now, what's the pshat? My timer. How can Yosef ben Kippa uses this posik only for Masig Rishosoi and not for Soita? My timer. Havai of Yishus Ksivba. In this posik, it says clearly Havai of Yishus, that she got married. So Rashi says like this. My time Havaya v'ishas ksiba b'oisa isha ha nesra labayla. The pasuk of marrying back your wife is talking about a wife that's also to you. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, thereafter you give your wife a get. Now she go gets married to a second husband. It says, v'hoi sol yishachar. Ishus, tichsiv, that she got married. Oy kiyomis ho yishachar. Now the second husband died. Lo yuchu bay lo rishon, mishenisleis liyachar, adei kedushin, v'ishus. U kegoyin de gir shorishon. Hu de koyi kaimoi b'lo yuchul. Avu mizana takhtav loy. And Yosef Kippur says, this whole pasuk is only talking about where things were done beheter. That you gave your wife a get, and then she went and got married to a second husband, beheter, and she lived with the second husband, beheter, and then the second husband dies and gives her a get. Now the pasuk is saying, lo yuchol, you can't take it back anymore. So the lav is only talking about where everything went beheter. But in the case where your wife lived with another man, beyisur, the pasuk is not talking about. So according to Yosef ben Kippur, the pasuk is only about master grushos and not about a soiter. So according to Yosef ben Kippur and Echonami, there's no lav by a soiter. You only have the yisur asay of an yisur of initzmur. That's all. But I call upon him, there's no kash on Rav. Rav is still true. That Rav holds a soiter, negate to mitzvah yibur mispotter. She has a din like an erva. Therefore the tzor, if the brother had two wives, one was a soiter, one was a shama wife, and the brother dies, there's no mitzvah even by either of them. For the Gemara Shalom now. Boy minei Rav Yehuda mi Rav Sheshis. Rav Yehuda has a Shalom from Rav Sheshis. Hamase gurushosoi mishenises. Let's say a brother did an Avera. The brother gave his wife a get, and she got married to a second husband and lived with the second husband, and then the second husband gave her a get, and then the first brother married her back again. He was over the lav. He married back his gurushosoi. Umeis, and then your brother died. Is Tsarosa Maho, and your brother had two wives. One wife was the Hetadika wife, and the second wife was the one that your brother married back after he gave her get Beisr. Is now that your brother died, what's the Locha by Yibam? Is there a mitzvah Yibam on the Tsar or not? Tsarosa Maho, can the other brothers now be Miyabim, the second wife? So Mar says like this, Ali but Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur lo tiboyloch. According to Rabbi Yosef Kippur, there's no Shiloh. Kivu diyam Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, Tumah. Since the pasuk says, according to Yosef ben Kippur, when it says "acharei asher hu tamo," it's talking about your master grushosoi. That if your wife, your grusha, got married to a second husband and lived with the second husband, then there's a law for the first husband to marry you back. But the Torah says loshen of tumah. So we're going like Rav Svara. Whenever it says tumah, negei to mitzvah yibum, it's like an erva. So if so, when your brother married back his wife, she's like an erva. So b'zoy tzarosa k'maisa. For sure, then the tzara there's no mitzvah yibum either. So according to Yosef ben Kippur, there's no shayla. Tzarosa k'maisa. I maybe you'll say a question now. V'imishum nechsiv bo tuwevehi. It says the master grushosa tuwevehi. Mashma only she is an iser and not the tzara. Tuwevehi mashma she's doing something wrong, but there's nothing wrong with the tzara. I'll tell you no. The diyuk of he that it says she and not somebody else means he to wave on, v'yein boner to wave him. That means if they have children, the kid is not a mamzer. There's nothing wrong with the kid. If the husband married back his wife, the yisr, after she already lived with another husband, so the locher is, it's a chai v'lavin, but the kids are not a mamzer. That's the pasuk of to wave he. Only she's an yisr and not the children. But it could be hotzorosa to wave her. But it could be for mitzvahs yibum, when your brother dies now, just like on her, there's no mitzvahs yibum. It could be he was in on the tzara, the second wife also, there's no mitzvahs yibum. But I'll tell you, kiti boiloch, when do I have the shiloh? Ali b'di rabbonin, according to rabbonin shita. That what af agav diyam rabbonin, tumma b'soyta hu dechsiv, even though, say what, the pasuk only says tumma by soyta. As they learned by Master Grishosoi, the end of the pasuk of Achrei Asher Utamom is not going back to Master Grishosoi, because Rabbanan says even if your wife just got married to the second husband without living with him, you're not allowed to marry her back. So what does the pasuk mean Utamom is going on a soita? But maybe the Rabbanan hold a cloud of a mikro yaitzim dei pshutai. Still the pasuk says tumah by Master Grishosoi. Even though the drosher is that it's not talking about maser, it's talking about a soita, but there's a klal of ein mikri yosem de pshutai. If you read that postik itself, The pasuk says you're not allowed to marry your back wife after you gave her get and got married to a second husband. So maybe since the pasuk says tumah, he's masking there's a din erva for yibum. I do, maybe no. Kivin the yaker. Since we hold now the pasuk is not talking about masik rishosoi, so Joshua is back to soita. So the din tumah only applies to a soita and not to masik rishosoi. So according to Rabbanan, that's the question. Maybe masik rishosoi, there would be a mitzvah yibum. And Nika the army sums it the other way. According to Rabbanan, for sure there's no question. Kivin the sakri yaker. Since the pasuk tumah is not talking about masuk v'shosoi, it's going back to chasoita. So by a masuk v'shosoi, it's only a pure lav and avadah is a mitzvah yibum. You have to give chalitza to her if you want, and to the tzora avadah is a mitzvah yibum. According to the rabbanon, if the brother only married back his gerusha, it's only a chayv lavin pshita is a mitzvah yibum. Kiti boilach. When do I have my own suffix? Is I leave it to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. My one svar is. Alpha God the Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur tuma, but Master Rishosa he says it isn't in tuma. But I tell you, Tichsiv Abemiet Rachmonihi. Maybe the pasuk says he tueva, the answer also tueva. Only the wife itself has it in like an erva, but maybe the tzara not. Oy duma, maybe not. He tueva, the ain bener tueva. Hotzrosa tueva. That's the shaila. But according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, when the pasuk calls her tuma, is she enough of a tuma, this Master Rishosoi, that even the tzara is also potter from yibum? And I, the pasuk says he tueva, and not somebody else. It doesn't mean not the tzara. It just means that the children are not mamzerim. The children is not tueva. But it could be she, the Master Rishosoi, when your brother married back this wife, after we gave her get, the pasuk calls her tuma. So maybe she's called an erva, and therefore the tzara is also potter. That's the shaila. So Mr. Gemara says, Omalei Tenisu, we learned like this. Omalei Tenisu, we learned. Hoi so'achas k'shera. In the case where your brother had two wives, and your brother died, and one of the wives is k'shera, is kosher, v'yachas k'sula, one of his wives were puzzle. Doesn't say what's the case, we'll soon see. So halacha is, im hoi choletz, if the other brother now that's alive, if he plans to make chalitza, he doesn't want to be miyav, either one of them, is choletz lepsula. What you should do is give chalitza to the isha that's puzzle. That's the one you should give chalitza to. Let's say you have in mind now to make yibum. You want to do the mitzvah. You want to marry one of them. So then miyabim l'ksheira. You should go and be miyabim which one of your brothers' two wives. You can only be miyabim one of them. The one that's kosher. That's what to say. That's what the Braisa says. Now the Gemara explains, my ksheira, my psula. What do you mean one of his wives was kosher, was muti, you're allowed to marry? And one of them is psula, you're not allowed to marry. What does that mean? Ilay mokshera ksheira liyalm, if you want to tell me, means that she's kosher liyalm, means she's an ishas miyuchesis. She has a good yichus, and even a kain is allowed to marry to her. Shrashi ksheira liyalm, miyuchesis uksheira lakuna. A kain wouldn't be allowed to marry her. Now she's only an amona now, and the maisa kain is allowed to marry an amona. That's what ksheira means. Then psula, what does it mean that one of the wives was a psula? That means psula liyalm, that she's also for kain. So Rashi going shows the gerusha. Let's say she was a gerusha from before, or chalutza mi balacha from a different husband. Upsula lakuna. That's all it means to say that one wife a kohen can marry and one wife a kohen could wife. For the Gemara though, what's the difference? Kivan dildi day chazia. We're talking about now the two brothers are not kahanim. So your brother died. Now negate to the brother that's alive. Both of them are mutter to you. Kivan dildi day. Chazia, you can marry either one of them. Like, what's the difference? One you should give chalitza to, if you want to give only chalitza, and you want to be miyabim, only be miyabim the other one. Like, what's the difference? Lamaisa both are mamuta to you. You should have your choice. Do whatever you want. No, there's Elulav. Elulav, what do you have to say? Ksheira means ksheira lei. It means that she's kosher to the husband. Psula means psula lei. That she's possible to the husband. To the first husband, right? That's what it means. If your brother had two wives, and one wife was possible to him, and one wife was kosher to him. Oh, my knee, what's the case? Machzig rishosoi, in such a case, that one wife your brother gave a get to first, and she got married to a second husband, and then your brother, after the second husband gave her get, married her back again. So he did an issa. Now, Ketani, it's still the Braita says, V'yimhoye miyabim, miyabim l'ksheira, you want to go do Yibim, marry, which one should you marry? The other one. Hey, it's the one that's also to your brother, you can't be Miyabna. She was a chai v'lafen to your brother. So, but Akoponim, it says that Tzora, the second wife, you couldn't be Miyabim. So it's mashma clearly, you're allowed to be Miyabim the Tzora. So Mora says, loy, atayinu, it's not pshat in this brisa. Li'oilam is talking about ksheru, ksheru li'alma. Again, no. Both Noshim were mutter to the husband, and it's mutter to the brother now. What does ksheru mean? That she's not a gerusha, she's a miocheses, that a kohen can marry her. Ksheru li'alma. Psula means psula li'alma. A kohen can't marry her, that's all. Ayu the karmat, you ask a question, if so, kivun de l'didei chazio, since to the brother right now she's mutter to her first husband, so why can't for the brother now to make yibum, what's the difference, which one, what's the difference, which one to make chalitza, my nafkale minei, what was the difference? Terence says, yes, mishum de Rav Yosef, that makes a difference according to the din of Rav Yosef. The Yoma Rav Yosef said like this, Kan Shana Rebbe, over here, Rebbe taught that what alocher is lo yishpoch adam mei boiroi v'acherim srichem lehem. Don't throw out water if other people need it. In other words, over here, what's going on? Your brother married two wives. One wife happened to be a grusha from before, and one is not. So to you and your brother, there's no nafkamina. There's nafkamina to another kain. So ma'aseh, if the live brother now wants to give chalitza to one of the two yivamis. Which one should you give chalitza to? Al derech eretz, you should give chalitza to the one that's a grush already. Because that lady a kohen can't marry anyway. Now when you give a chalitza, also a kohen can't marry her. Mashenkin, the other wife, a kohen will be able to marry. She's going to remain a pure almana, a kohen could marry. But if you're going to give chalitza now to the second wife, you're going to ruin it for a kohen. So al derech eretz, you should not ruin it for the kohanim. You have to give chalitza now. Give already the chalitza to the lady that's a grush already. She's also to a kohen anyway. And don't waste the other lady that would be mutter to a kohen. So that's what's telling you. Right, that's the terrace. You're right. We're not master grusha. Sham, she was grusha from a different husband altogether. Now, your brother married a grusha, not his own grusha. Your brother Stam married a grusha. So we're saying now, for your brother and you, she's 100% mutter. Just means that when your brother now gives chalitza, give her the chalitza. Because that isha is also to another kind anyway. Because she's the grusha from before. Mashenkin, the second wife, which is kosher to a kohen, like don't ruin her. So that's what the Brisa was telling you. Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, lo yishpach mei baroi. Don't throw out the water if somebody else needs it. So kitzur, there's no raya what Rabbi Yeshua and Kippur would hold. There's no raya. Maybe the tzara, there would be a mitzvah yibum, maybe there won't be. From there you have no raya. Tosh Shema, come in now, bring another proof. Says halacha, hamach zigeru shosai, mishenisais. If your brother marries back his wife after he gave her get, and she got married, she had nisuyin with somebody else, that he's over lav now, she's called the chayv lav to the brother now. And then the brother dies, and he had another wife. It says clearly, he v'tzarosa chaletzis. She and the tzara both need chalitza. It's the akasha, the yisiklo, konam yisir and kippur, that there is a mitzvah yibum on the tzara. From furthermore, he has the akasha, anyway, something's wrong here. He but Sarosa Sakat Aitzach. He asked to give chalitza to both of them. We know when your brother dies, the mitzvah yibum or chalitza is only to one of them. When you give chalitza to one, that's it. You never give chalitza to both of them. So anyway, there's something wrong with this brice now of he but Sarosa. Yeah. So anyway, the brice is shver. What's the lashon of he but Sarosa Sakat Aitzach? Ella, what do you have to say? Eleima, oyi oy Sarosa. You have to put something into this brice. It means to make chalitza, either one of the two is good. Either to the tzara, or else to the wife that your brother married back b'yisr. But our kofonim still it's a raya that you see there is a mitzvah yibum on the tzara, that the tzara is not potter. So Gemara says, v'lav terutza k'matartus lo. Anyway, this brisa was wrong. We had to put something into the brisa. So tirutz hochi, answer like this. He choletzis. The master guru shosai, for her you have to give the chalitza if you want to. Tzarosa, but the tzara may be, oy choletza, oy misyabemis. Could be the tzara attacker has nothing to do with the Yidin Erva. The tzara could be miyabim totally. So kitzur, we have Naraya, what will be the lach according to Rabbi Yosef Mekeeper?
But if you give her chalitza, then
she... Yeah, right. No, either one. We have to do one. So if you want to give chalitza, you can give chalitza to the master Rishosai. But if you want to be miyabim, the other tzara, though, if you want to take the other wife, The other wife, you have a right to either give a chalitza or else give a yibam. Well, you don't do anything to the first one. Because your brother died now and you have two wives. One was a master grishosai. So that one you can't be miyabi. For sure, there's no mitzvah yibam. If you want to do anything with her, it's only chalitza. On the tzara, though, if you want to, you could be miyabim. So you see clearly, there is a din yibam on the tzara that there's no ptur for the tzara. So kids, we're rushing the shalom now that the tzara is mutter. By master grushosai, there's no din to eva, that the tzara doesn't have a din tzara serva, there would be a mitzvah yibam on the tzara. Right, Lugumar. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Baraba. Rabbi Yochanan Boy. Rabbi Yochanan clear the shalom like this. Hamase grushosai mishenisais. If one brother gave his wife a get and she got married to somebody else and the brother married her back, now be yisr. So rosso mahu, and then your brother had a second wife, and now your brother dies. What's the law about the tzara? Omale Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami said, V'tiboylach higufa. Why don't you clear the shadow? What's the law about this wife alone? The wife that your brother married back to Yisr, what's the law over there? Like Lechurish is only a chayv elavin, so Lechur, there should be a mitzvah chalitza. Why don't you clear what's the law by her? So he said like this, higufa like me boyle. She for sure I have no question about. The Yamrin and Kal V'Choyma. I have a Kal V'Choyma to say there's no mitzvah yibam. In other words, forget about the word Tumah. We're going now, even though you don't have the word Tumah, by Master Grushosai. He says there's a Svar Pshuta, there's no mitzvah yibam on this wife. Why? I have a Kal V'Choyma. The Muta Lo Asura Maduk to the first husband, the first brother, that was supposed to be married to her. She was also to him, it was a Chai V'Lavin, he married her back after she got married to somebody else. Is be also lo lekol shchein to a brother now that this lady was also the old time with Yisra Reshesach, for sure there's no mitzvah yibum. Rashi be also lo again yivam lekol shchein that avada now when your brother dies there's no mitzvah yibum to her. Ki kol mi boyle, what's my suffix though to rosa when your brother had two wives, what's the loch on the second wife? My. Miyolim kal v'choyma. Limit chay tzara, is this kal v'choyma strong enough to push away the tzara that you cannot be miyabim akopon the tzara? Oiloi, maybe it's not strong enough. So the bottom place speaks out, li oisra li yibim komi boyle. The only question is could you be miyabim, marry the second one? De la poitra minachalitza le mani kal v'choyma. V'yafilu lihi gufa. Could you amina perakam with the saito? Because Tayyus holds no, even for the first wife. That's a machzik rishosai, there's a mitzvah chalitza. She's only like a chai v'lavin, and pshita you have to give her chalitza. But yibum you can't do to her. So now the question is, what about the second wife? Is there a mitzvah yibum or not? So one svara, kavachimer is, that there's no, the kavachimer, just like she, you can't make yibum to. Maybe the tzara is also. Or Dilma, maybe no, the kavachimer is not strong enough to affect the tzara. That was fine. Mi yolom kavachimer mitzvah tzara eloi? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masli Hochi. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak learned the question like this. Omer Rav Chiyah Barabba. Boy Rav Yechanan. Ha Masli Gerushosai. Somebody marries back. Again, is Gerusha Mishanisais. After she got married to her second husband. So he did an Issa. She's Chai Bilavin. Ma, what's the locha? Omer, so he has to shine on this wife alone. When the brother dies now, what's the locha? Could the other brothers be Miyabim or not? That was the question. On the Masli Gerushosai. She's only a Chai Bilavin. What do you mean a chai v'lav? Which is a chai v'lav to the brother. But maybe to the brothers that are alive, I mean, to her first husband. But maybe to the brothers now, there should be a mitzvah yibam. Omale Ravami, Tavami said, but why don't you ask the question, to the second wife involved, what will be the din by the tzorah? So he answered back, tzorosah lechemi boyli. I have no doubt about the second wife. Because by me, it's pshita, to loyolim kal v'choyma limitchi tzorah. The kal v'choyma is not strong enough to push away the tzorah. Ella kikami boiler, where's my suffix? He gufa. My question is, she alone. Now, when I'm saying chai v'lavin, it's one thing you have to speak out here. Usually a chai v'lavin, there's no mitzvah yibam, there's only mitzvah chalitza. That's where she's a chai v'lavin, she's a mamzeris. Or she's a nesina. That for any one of the brothers, she's also a chai v'lavin. So pshita, when a chai v'lavin falls to you, you can't be miyabma. Here we're talking about what happened. Your brother married back his old wife. He did an avera. She's only a chai v'lavin to your brother. Now that your brother dies, l'chura, that lav goes off. If you're going to be miyabim her, l'chura, there's no lav for you. For you, there's a pure mitzvah yibum. So what's the tzad to say there's no mitzvah yibum? Only a kal v'chaymer. The kal v'chaymer is madach with the first brother alone. He was not allowed to stay married to her, so you now can't be miyabma. That's a new svara. Does the kal v'chaymer pata for mitzvah yibum? So the second lashon is, for sure it can't pata the tzara. The second wife for sure has the mitzvah yibum. The question is, on this wife gufa, even though your brother wasn't allowed to live with her, because your brother didn't have very married her back after she lived with somebody else, but maybe for the when he dies, to your other brothers now there's a mitzvah yibum, maybe she's mutter. That's his question. My miyolam kal v'chaim b'mokim mitzvah loy. Now it's a mokim mitzvah. Your brother died. Lamaisa, you have a mitzvah to marry his wife. Ah, your brother did something wrong with her. Your brother did something wrong, but it has nothing to do with you. Maybe you're allowed to marry her now. She's not a chai v'lavin to you. If your brother married a b'yisa, doesn't make it really yasa to you. So maybe when your brother dies, you're allowed to be miyabma now. The other side is not that the kal v'chaim is svara, that if your brother alone couldn't stay married to her, so you also can't marry.